This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. When Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz assessed the net cost of the war in Iraq at $3 trillion last year, he noted that the residual costs in care for the thousands of returning veterans may ultimately outstrip the expense of waging the war and occupation itself. Even that analysis does not include the terrible human toll represented by a shocking number of veteran suicides.
Post-traumatic stress disorder is causing our veterans to commit suicide at the rate of 120 a week across the nation, which is just horrendous. This has been going on at this rate since about 2002. There have been 35,000 veteran suicides, a little over 6,000 a year.
That's Lee Gooding, a non-combat veteran from the Vietnam era, who's executive program director for a new nonprofit called HAVE, Helping American Veterans Endure. One of the group's initiatives involves connecting troubled vets with a new type of treatment called brain state technology. This method holds considerable promise for veterans, says Gooding, but it hasn't really been put to the test yet.
We're going to help the brain state technology people document the results with veterans because the type of trauma that they go through is different than other types of trauma, domestic violence or accidents that we have here in our own country without being in war. War is a long-term, constant trauma. You're in fear for your life almost 24 hours a day.
HAVE is working with Sonoma State University psychology professor Maria Hess to conduct experimental trials that will gauge the effectiveness of this technology in restoring the biochemical balance in the brains of the test subjects.
When there's an imbalance in the brain, you've got neurochemicals that are pumping out that affect the autonomic nervous system, which creates some of the difficulties that we see in post-traumatic stress, because so much of PTSD is affected biochemically. It's really automatic. It's the autonomic nervous system doing the fight or flight stuff over time. So what this brain balancing does is it reduces the response of the autonomic nervous system so that the person has more self-control. And instead of just kind of riding the wave of what often happens for people in panic disorders or other types of anxiety response, they can stop the wave from happening.
If sufficient funding can be obtained, the treatments will be provided free of charge to the participating veterans who will be drawn from the Greater Bay Area's population. HAVE, now based locally at Gooding's West County home, has other projects in mind as well, including bringing organic food to VA hospitals, expanding reentry education and training services, and offering creative workshops in music, writing, and comedy. But right now, Gooding's main focus is on suicide prevention, something he charges the Army is disregarding.
The need is tremendous, and the Army's not helping right now. They've already ordered their doctors not to diagnose any more soldiers with PTSD. That's their way of dealing with the problem, is to turn their back on it.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.